Aircheckdownloads.com.
I always have a soft spot for people who are protesting against climate change, and you can understand why people like Greenpeace and Just Stop Oil get upset, because they're now being told, so much for this country becoming green, we're actually going to continue using fossil fuels after net zero has been achieved, which I can't quite get my head around. But anyway, it seems to me with the weather that we've been having in the last 3 or 4 years, protesting about it, and as long as I'm peacefully and harmlessly, then that'd be fine. So these people climbed onto the roof of Mr. Sunak's house while he was away, and they put a big drape up. They protested. The police took quite a long time to bring them down, so should the police have done better? But I'd also like to ask, do you think they should have done it?
On your radio, on Global Player, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, Donald Trump has described his appearance in a Washington court as a very sad day for America.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Ian Payne.
Yes, good morning. It is 2.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's Friday, yes, August the 4th. Coming up in the next hour.
I'm Al. I'm a volunteer climber with Greenpeace, and I'm on the roof of the Prime Minister's house.
Police take more than 2 hours to intervene after protesters from Greenpeace scale the roof of Rishi Sunak's constituency home. Amy McCarthy is from Greenpeace.
As Greenpeace, we've always been prepared to break laws in a very peaceful way. We've done nothing to put anyone at risk here.
In a moment, I'll be talking to one of the protesters who was there. We'll be taking your calls on yet another eco-stunt and asking how it took so long for the police to respond, and should the protesters have done it in the first place? Is Sadiq Khan finally listening? The Mayor of London announces an expansion to the ULEZ scrappage scheme to cover all Londoners. LBC's reporter Henry Riley will join us for more on the story. Donald in the dock. Former US President Donald Trump pleads not guilty in a Washington, D.C. court to charges that he tried to overturn the 2020 election. The former president remained defiant following his court appearance.
This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary. So if you can't beat him, you persecute him or you prosecute him. We can't let this happen in America.
We will give you the very latest on yet another legal headache for Donald Trump. We'll cross to Washington for that. And later on in the hour, Gary White from Charles Stanley will join us for the business news, and we'll take a look at the stories dominating Friday's front pages.
Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. This is LBC. AircheckDownloads.com.